I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. I always hated writing essays in school. Well, that's not really true. I liked writing essays, but I never knew how to start them, how to write the perfect introduction. And I felt the same kind of pressure in restarting The Rough Draft Diaries, especially since this show follows the connections made between each individual interview. I wanted to start in the right place. And then my coworker mentioned the name Danny Herrera. I had met Danny previously at the Crosby Festival of the Arts. Technically, I did interview her when I met her, but it was just a brief conversation, and I liked the idea of returning to find out really how Danny got started in creating mixed media artwork. Luckily, Danny thought it was a good idea as well, and she welcomed me into her home to tell the story of how she got started in creating art.
This is comfortable. Is that comfortable for you?
Yep, that's fine.
It begins in an odd place. It begins with a rejection from art school.
And I went home and I cried, and they told me I didn't have the talent, that they see a lot of people like me come in and think that they're going to make a career out of something that I have a hobby. So I kind of gave up.
For 10 years, Danny didn't create any artwork. She worked in the floral department at Meyer, and she was a barista at the Java Mill. She got married and had a child, but then she started noticing little habits or anxieties that would present themselves throughout her day.
Things started popping up that I noticed, like picking weird, I was doing weird things, like checking the mailbox constantly. And, you know, my doctor told me, he's like, yeah, I think you have OCD. I was like, what the heck is that? He was just like, you need to find a hobby. You need to channel this into something healthy. And I'm like, I don't know what to do, so.
Danny was put on anxiety medication, which did help, but not entirely. It wasn't until she was at her mom's house that she found something in the closet left from her dad. Danny's dad passed away when she was 7 from a boating accident in Lake Erie.
One day, I was going through my mom's closet, and I found my dad's old army uniform. I was just starting to think about, like, what do you do with stuff like this, you know, to remember people who've passed away, you know, instead of just stuffing it in the closet and then pulling it out when you want to remember them, what do you do? I asked her, I said, well, can I cut this up? And she's like, I guess so. I mean, it's yours, so go ahead. So I cut it up and used the buttons and fabric and everything I could find off of it and made a portrait out of him for my sister for Christmas.
From that point on, Danny started making art again, but this time on her own terms.
It's kind of unconventional and things that people don't really think of as material to be used in art. Dryer lint, hair, things that normally you'd probably throw away or, you know, would kind of look down on or whatever. But I kind of like that challenge of transforming it into something that is beautiful and cherished and hung on the wall. So
Danny started creating this kind of work more consistently. She noticed the tearing, gluing, cutting, ripping, and the arranging of these portraits and artwork helped calm her anxiety. And she noticed that she wasn't the only one who enjoyed this kind of mixed media. She started working on commission. People would come to her, either giving her textiles to work with or a portrait idea. But the strange thing is that all of these pieces had a very odd connection.
It's either, you know, someone that they admire, but most of the part it is someone who's passed or a pet, something like that. So it's just hard because you stare at that picture and you know that person's not there.
Danny said that 80% of her commissions come from an individual who has suffered the loss of a loved one. People bring pictures, pieces of clothing, books, or other artifacts to Danny to transform into art. She's surrounded by these objects constantly, and I couldn't help myself from wondering what that would be like. I mean, how does that... Is it weird? I mean, I feel like it would be weird to constantly be having to deal with, you know,
death
all the time.
You know, I've lost a lot of people in my life, but I guess that's just the way I can comfort other people is how I've dealt with it. But with my beliefs, you know, there's life after death. You know, there's more to this life than just what's here. So it's not so much pain and heartache, but there's comfort. The piece I did for my sister, it just has a greater appreciation than just sitting in the closet. It was kind of hard because, you know, you're kind of stuck thinking about that one piece, just like that was his and he wore it and it means a certain thing. But through the whole process of me cutting it up, it kind of transformed into something different, to where it was like, well, now I put my effort into it, so it's part of me too now. It gave it a whole new meaning, so it wasn't just so stale and just that's it. It was freeing.
That freedom Danny achieved was well earned, but it didn't go unchallenged. Danny had yet another trial ahead of her, one that we'll talk about in this next episode. You can listen to it now online at wgte.org, or tune in next week for the next episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.